try, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to
ABC
music.
ABC News, I'm Mark Kremelarn. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu continues to reject growing calls for a ceasefire in Gaza. Fighting in the territory has come dangerously close to hospitals where doctors say civilians are sheltered. Dr. Mohammed Kandil of Nasser Hospital in Gaza pleading for a ceasefire.
Another call, last call for the human community. Please put pressure to prevent this massacre against the hospitals.
In some cases, doctors have been unable to treat patients due to a lack of supplies. A Houston police officer recovering after a shootout with a carjacking suspect Saturday morning. Police Chief Troy Finner says an officer was hit in the leg. The suspect was killed by police. A massive fire in downtown Los Angeles shutting down the 10 freeway indefinitely. The fire burning underneath the freeway, raising concerns about structural integrity. Commuters told to find alternate routes. A birthday celebration taking place Saturday for Leslie Benningfield Randall. At 109, she's one of the last known survivors of the Tulsa race massacre. This is ABC News. Federal officials continuing their investigation into letters that were sent to several elections officials in a number of states that contained suspicious substances later determined to be fentanyl.
Investigations now underway in the five states where the letters were found. In Georgia, a letter addressed to the Fulton County Elections Office was successfully intercepted. But as they worked to track it down, election workers were given Narcan just in case. And in Washington state, election workers evacuated and ballot counting was temporarily put on hold in several counties.
That's ABC's Rena Roy reporting. A car crash at a red light in downtown Houston has killed six people, including former NFL cornerback DJ Hayden. The two-car crash happened about 2 a.m. Saturday when authorities say a Chrysler 300 going very fast ran the red light and slammed into an SUV. Hayden was 33 and played eight seasons in the NFL for the Oakland Raiders, Detroit Lions, and Jacksonville Jaguars. Mark Emillard, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
All this local stuff is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. First Weber, most trusted in real estate. Buy or sell your next home and move to Madison and check out movetomadison.com. We're going to do a double dip right now with Work on Max Inc. Radio.
flashes on. Clock ticks, but the hands don't move. Waiting for the bomb to drop, I stoke the fire, recall a tune. Snake with tail untold, swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before.
We'll be right back.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. You are listening to local music in Rocker. You love local music too, I know, because all over your shirt it says. When are I gonna get one of those shirts, Max Inc. Radio?
The Max Inc. Radio. I think we're gonna start producing some at some point. Right? But Max Inc. Radio hats, Max Inc. Radio shirts.
I got the
merch,
hat.
merch.
Yeah, right now I've got my flannel on because of Flannel Fest, so I'm really excited about that. And then we just played two in a row from Work. They have a brand new album out there, Evolution. Pick up that wherever you get your local music. And then tonight you've got lots of stuff planned.
I do, Rob. We're going to be talking to Music Makes a Difference, Bill Zohr, in just a minute. We have Secret Menu coming in at 7:30. Hopefully we'll be talking to Jimmy. Check in from the High Noon if he makes it over there. Live in the Lair tonight, the Feastet. It's a sextet, Rob. It's six people. It's jazz. It's really good.
There's a huge bass over there. There's a drum set out over there.
Yeah.
In HR, there's like all sorts of stuff.
Wait, we have band. HR?
Don't tell anybody. Don't tell
anybody. Hey, let me tell you about, and then also Max and Kevy, 10 to midnight with Jimmy K. But also coming up live in the Lair, we have a lot of stuff coming up here. Amelia Ford, Tani Diakite and the Afrofunk All-Stars, Corey Hart, Poopy Costello, Work, Katie Powderly, the Almas, Kaylin Cole. They're all coming up. Every Saturday night, we have live music right here in the Lair, Rob.
Yeah, and all they have to do is fill out that email if they're a local band and want to get on Max Inc. Radio, right? They need to reach out to you. And
Music@civicmedia.us. Let us know your band wants to play, and we'll see if we can make it happen.
Right? Anywhere across Wisconsin, too. That's what the cool thing is.
That's right. This is a statewide network. Hey, Rob, this summer I had the pleasure of working with Music Makes a Difference when they sponsored the hospitality tent for musicians during Atwood Fest, affectionately known as Mama Rocker's Band Bistro, and where we feed about 150 artists over the two-day festival. You know, this year for my birthday, I'm hosting a fundraising campaign on Facebook for Music Makes a Difference. And here to tell us a little more about this great organization is its director, Bill Zohr. Bill, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much for having me.
Bill, tell us about Music Makes a Difference and what inspired you to start this up.
Okay, so back in 2017, I had been involved in some local philanthropy, working with Big Brothers Big Sisters. I'd been on their board. I did that for about 7 years, and I started feeling like I was getting a little stale and thought I should move on, let somebody else come in to be a board position. But I still wanted to do something in the community, but I didn't know what. And I was living downtown Madison at the time, had seen homelessness, and just felt an internal nudge that I should, like, do something about it, but I know zero. Well, at that time, the State Journal did a six-part series on homelessness in Madison and the nation. And through that, I found out that Bethel Lutheran Church had a drop-in homeless mission, let's say, where they fed people lunches every day. They also provided social services and just a gathering place for that community. And I walked over there. I lived about a block and a half away. Said, "Hey, I'd like to get involved. Do you need a volunteer?" And they handed me a spoon and an apron, and I got involved. And through that, I felt like I was really making a contribution. And they asked me if I'd join the board. And I said, "Well, what are you looking for in your board members?" And they said, "Well, you know, we've got psychologists, nurses on staff. We need somebody to help with fundraising." And I had done some of that with Big Brothers Big Sisters. So I started thinking, what could I do to promote a fundraiser that would bring people together in a spirit of community and also raise funds? And then I thought about my passion, which is live music. And I look around at any of the local venues, and there's smiling faces and people enjoying themselves. And I thought, what if I put together a live music event with the proceeds going to support the homeless mission at Bethel Lutheran Church?
Oh, wow.
And then I'm like, oh, but wait a minute. You know, since I love live music, and musicians need a lot of help too.
Yeah,
and I'm like, let's put together an actual nonprofit that supports musicians and local community charity organizations. And with that, suddenly things just started clicking in my head. Music Makes a Difference was born. I sought out a local legal team that helped with setting up the nonprofit stuff. So we are an actual, it's called 501c3 IRS nonprofit. And as part of that, they said, oh, and in the state of Wisconsin, you got to have a board of directors. I'm like, this is just a little one-off. And then, but I thought about it, like, well, I've got some friends who are music lovers. I sent out an email to eight people. All of them said, yeah, I want to be involved. So we've got a board of directors, about nine people that are all volunteer. They're all passionate about live music and doing some good in our community. So that's how it was born. And then through that time, we've hosted over, I think, close to 30 events. $90,000 has gone out, about two-thirds of that to musicians and a third to local charities in our community. And it's just, it's been a lot of fun.
Wow. Well, that was my next question is, what does Music Makes a Difference do, and what differences have been made?
Okay. So, yeah, we're not a huge nonprofit, but we are dedicated to, you know, supporting live music. And it also supports then the venues in town. Like, we've hosted music at the Baroque, at the High Noon Saloon, at the Majestic, at the Brinks Lounge, at the Crystal Corner Bar. So, you know, all these venues that can support a musician, but we help make it more profitable for the venue to host it because we cover the risk of the event. The musicians get paid. We don't try and negotiate their price. We're just like, hey, we want to book you guys. What's your going rate on a Saturday night? They tell us what the rate is. Okay, done. And then we go out, promote that show. And we also pick one local charity that we will give a showcase to and then support them financially as well. And through that, musicians get some money, the local charity gets some money, and we bring community together to have a nice time with live music.
Wow. What do you think has been your biggest accomplishment? I mean, what's been the most satisfying kind of funding that you've done of a company or
So I can tell you our biggest event was a sold out show at the Majestic with a band actually out of Regina, Saskatchewan. They're called the Dead South. I got turned on to them when they were not quite as big, and so we were able to bring them in, sold out the show. And that was a November show, so we tied it in with low-income energy funding, and we pumped like $5,000 into an MG&E and an Alliant Energy low-income energy fund, so it helped people pay their heating bills, which is very similar to what Flannel Fest is doing too. So yeah. So that was our best, quote, most successful event. But one of the things I'm really proud about was during COVID, we had to pivot. Because we couldn't host events during that time. But at that time, the musicians really needed support.
They did.
So we made a virtual Battle of the Bands. And we had like a NCAA bracket with 16 bands that all, you know, said, hey, we want to be part of this. And people would vote with dollars, you know, $1 equaled a vote. And if, you know, if this band was your band, you could put in $20. That was 20 votes. And 100% of that
money. That could be dangerous.
Yeah, it was awesome. We had no idea what to expect. And every week there was more and more money coming in. People were watching the videos. Each band each week would host two live videos, not live, but canned videos, one with a original song and one with a cover song. And that brought in $24,000. 100% of it went to our local musicians when they really needed that.
Wow, that is just incredible. That is a huge accomplishment and just really awesome. That's a feel-good kind of thing.
Yeah, it was. It was feel-good for us, and we really made some credibility with our local community, with the bands and stuff, so it was great.
Wow. Well, Music Makes a Difference is producing a local talent showcase at the High Noon Saloon coming up on Saturday, December 2nd. Tell us about this event.
Okay, so this is our third annual one. We wanted to showcase local bands, and we're at the High Noon, as you said. And this year we thought, you know, what we really see a lot of interest in is bands that play songs that people know. So we thought, let's have a local cover band showcase.
Okay.
So, and we've got the music, we've got three bands, and there is no barrier to entrance because it's a free show. So our donors who support Music Makes a Difference are covering the expense of this. The musicians are all getting paid. They're not doing this for free.
Wow.
And we're going to be covering music from the 70s through the 90s. We've got a John Prine cover band. We've got an MTV 80s hits. And then we've got a high energy 90s rock band. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
That does sound like a fun show. Oh, that's coming up December 2nd at the High Noon Saloon. And right now, though, you can head to Facebook. You can find me, Rocker, and you can donate to my birthday fundraiser.
Please
for
do
Music
that, everybody.
Makes a Difference. I was on Facebook, and it kind of, you know, it obviously knew my birthday was coming up, and it said, hey, did you want to start a fundraiser? And I thought, you know, I've seen people do them. And I thought, you know, I'll probably pass this by. But then it said, well, you can pick the nonprofit. And right there is the Music Makes a Difference logo. I'm just like, well, this is a no-brainer, right? Rocker, why not, right?
You know, super appreciate you guys that you did that. And we have been seeing some dollars being raised.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic. So, and again, since we're a nonprofit, 100% of the money that gets raised for that and any Music Makes a Difference fundraiser goes 100% to our mission statement, which is supporting live music and local charities.
Wow. It's just an amazing thing you're doing. I love it. I mean, when you guys came to Atwood Fest and set up a tent and talked to people.
Oh, we had a blast.
It was just amazing. So I love everything you're doing. Thanks so much for coming in tonight. We really appreciate it. Now, you came out here special from a show. And now you're going back to the show.
Yeah,
what show are you at?
Yeah,
tonight?
We're going to Flannel Fest at the Barrymore. We've got I'm wearing the Beth Kelly Band hoodie.
Yeah,
nice.
And then we've got the Mascot Theory, and then the Jayhawks. So it's a great event tonight, and it supports again a local charitable thing to heat Wisconsin homes. So
that's
it's
right.
Really good stuff.
Such good causes. Well, Bill and the crew over here, thanks for coming in and, you know, telling us about this great organization. Music Makes a Difference. Show at December 2nd at the High Noon Saloon. Make sure you get out there. Guys, I'll let you get over to Flannel
Excellent.
Fest and check out the show. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for giving us the opportunity. Appreciate what you're doing.
Seesaw Now on Max Inc. Radio.
Reaching out to ex-boyfriends. I'm alone and looking for your life's for the living. Better hope it's not my best life, cause nothing ever goes right. Pick up my mom and my grandma. Let's watch some paint dry. The game doesn't begin to describe how I'm standing. Half dead, I don't know how I keep on keeping. No sleep, I'm not eating. If you're breathing, I know that's a loaded question, but I gotta set a standard, hope I can meet it. Your mind is mediocre, but your hugs might be decent. They say that touch is healing. Bring me a miracle. The key doesn't begin to describe how I'm standing. After I don't know how I keep on keeping. No sleep, I'm not eating.
Inc. Radio. See them at the Burr Oak on the 17th. Mascot Theory right now. Fast Car Getaway. New stuff from them. Flannel Fest is going on right now.
Take a bow. Take a breath. Sort it out. You don't need the spotlight right now. Take the pill, block it out.
sound for the ringing in our ears to settle down. And at the end, will you expect it there to be a slow decay? Sometimes the story gets an ending with a fast car getaway. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. See the crowd, they know our songs and they sing along. Scatter words like pennies on the ground, but a day will come and they'll sing all the words to someone else's songs. And at the end, will you expect it there to be a slow decay? Sometimes the story gets an ending with a fast car getaway. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Expecting there to be slow decay, walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around.
Moving up the speed of light, we could really make it.
Pink Halo, Speed of Light. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try and some over local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Wreck myself. I remember you and me loving you was energy. Scared to try this again. I'm overcomplicating conversation. I don't have an answer. It's amazing. There was so little hesitation. Moving states and moving on today. Now I know that hearts can change, but isn't that so strange? Lose control when I turn. Forgive me. Yeah.
Secret Menu, Bleed on Max Inc. Radio. Rocker, you know what I love? I love when a band comes in and they're listening to their own tune and they're just bopping. They're all just over there bopping their heads. I love it.
You know, there's something crazy about that music going through the radio station compressors. You know what I mean? It just turns it on.
Yeah, right?
Hey, Rob, Secret Menu is a four-piece alternative rock band made up of Raph, Andrew, Matt, and Evan. And they focus on writing songs true to experience with a style that blends storytelling and dense vocal harmonies inspired by classic rock. In true Midwest form, the band practices in a red tool shed.
No way.
Be wary if they ask you to meet them out back. Secret Menu, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks so much for having us. Thanks, Hacker.
For our listeners who may not be familiar with your band, tell us a little backstory. What is on the Secret Menu?
Yeah. So this is Raph. And you know what's on the Secret Menu is, that alternative rock sort of rap fusion. You know, we have keys player, guitar player, and then we have drum and bass. And we're also in a position where all of us try to sing as much as we can on each of the tracks. So we layer all of our music with as many harmonies as we can.
I heard a lot of harmonies. That was pretty cool. Where are you guys based? Are you in Milwaukee, Madison, or both?
Yeah, you know, a little bit of both. We have Andrew, who lives in the Madison area, and then Matt and I live in the Milwaukee area, and we got Evan actually out in Watertown. So we practice in Watertown, but we're definitely playing out in Madison and Milwaukee a lot.
So the Red Tool Shed is out in the middle of Watertown somewhere?
Middle of nowhere, Wisconsin a little bit. But we love it. We love it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tell us about your latest release and the song we just heard, Bleed.
Yeah, so Bleed was, a really interesting song that came together. I wrote the verse almost immediately after a relationship of mine ended, and I had this chorus that I knew what I wanted to say, but I didn't know what to put around it. And then one day, Andrew, I think, was visiting his family in Philly, and I presented it to Matt and Evan, and I think we jammed on the chorus for what felt like 4 hours. We just felt like it was so good. The energy was there, and we didn't know exactly how we wanted the rest of the song to feel. I know that Matt really wanted Andrew on some of those intricate, you know, runs that he was able to play, and just bringing it together was this kind of more funk fusion of and still percussive vocal that I like to put over the tracks. And it really encapsulates, you know, how it feels to love someone. And the kind of end is to love, is to dare the heart to fall apart. To love is to bleed.
Now, how long have you guys been around?
So, I mean, do you want to take this one, Matt?
Yeah. So we started playing together. We kind of came up with the idea for the band back in November of 2022. And I believe we had our first song, 18, come out in April of 23. And we've been, you know, recording and playing around since then. And it's been a ton of fun. It feels like it's been so much longer, but crazily, it's only been less than a year.
Yeah. Now, Bleed is on your latest release. Tell me a little bit about your latest release and how you recorded it and where and all the good stuff.
So the way we record is kind of in maybe a two-phase process. We go down and we play the song out kind of as is. So what does the song sound like when it's just all of us playing? We listen back and we say, okay, how far have we gotten in like the foundation and the core of the song? And this is all happening at Evan's studio, which is Red Shed Records, which is in Watertown. And we go there, we listen to the song, we start laying down the foundational parts. And from there, you know, we say, do we need to add, you know, some ambient layers, a little bit extra harmonies that, you know, we have the liberty to, when we're in a studio setting, to really give it that extra shine, those extra parts of ear candy that might not be able to happen live, but we definitely want to give, you know, the elevated experience when it's on the radio and Spotify.
Now, what's the name of the release?
The most, so the one that you just heard was called Bleed, and the whole first EP, or which one are you talking about?
Well, tell me about them both. How many releases? This is kind of a new band for me that I'm hearing about, so
yeah,
I don't know. Like, and I'm sure that people out there don't know, so tell us about your catalog.
Yeah, so we have our first EP came out, it was 5 songs long, and it's consisting of Slowdown, Souvenirs, Jack and Jill, 18, and One Day. And those were the first 5 that we put out. We put out 18 first, then Jack and Jill, and then we released our EP with those 2 packages full as 5 full songs in, I want to say, 2 months after that release, that original release. Then we took a couple months off. We started doing a lot of shows, really wanted to get our live set together. And Bleed, the one that you just heard, we released about a month and a half ago. And then Undeveloped, which is our most recent release, we recorded and we put out about 2 weeks ago. And so that is our entire catalog currently. And we definitely have plans to even release more music in 2024.
Yeah, and it's been really fun. You know, Bleed and Undeveloped, our last two have just come out recently, but we've been playing them live ever since we started. So it's been really fun to see how they've evolved, see how audiences enjoy them. And then we've added some new things into them for the recorded version, like Raph mentioned. So it's really excited, or really exciting just to see where they've come from and finally have them out for people to listen to.
Now, where do we find the secret menu online? Where can we pick up the music and find more information?
Yeah, so we're pretty much anywhere you can stream music online. Secret menu, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, all those places. You can also find us and show information as well as some merch at secretmenuband.com, and then on most social media platforms at Secret Menu the Band.
Secret Menu the Band. When's your next show?
Our next show is going to be December 8th. That's at Anodyne, and that's in Milwaukee.
Oh, the Anodyne Coffee House.
Yeah, that's
right. Oh, I love that place.
Beautiful space.
Out there in Milwaukee, you can listen to us on 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM in Waukesha. Thanks so much for coming in, guys. We really appreciate it. You guys were at Devil's Lake today and filming for a video of the next song we were just mentioning, which is Undeveloped. And we're going to hear that in just a second. Tell us about that song.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't pick the warmest day to go out there and film, especially all being in T-shirts. But, you know, that's where we're at. Yeah, so that song is really special to me. That's one that I had written after a relationship ended. And what happened is I had was driving my car. I opened up the glove box, and I saw these old Polaroid photos that I had taken with my girlfriend at the time and had no idea they were still there. And I thought, you know, that's kind of wild. These things are lingering on, but, you know, they're not, these photos never fully got to develop, just like the relationship got cut short. And so I wrote the lyrics to the song, brought it to the band, and that kind of brought a whole new life to it. And so we're super excited to now have it released, and the music video should be pretty cool too, I think.
Wow. Well, let's hear it. This is Undeveloped by Secret Menu. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Keep it.
cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is. And fix my gaze. Yes, I will claim my prize someday, someday. When my strength is worn and the blood keeps raging on, I will rise above my grace. When I've given all I can, left without one prayer, I will rise above.
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remelo.